This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zach as my cricket teacher. England's 3-0 series whitewash of New Zealand could be new dawn of test match cricket. Jeremy, what does that mean?
Well, John, this basically what it means is England dominated. England won the series with New Zealand almost virtually not turning up. So they won 3-0. So New Zealand didn't win anything through the series at all. And as we have spoken about, England initially started off very, very weak. And England looked like they were going to have problems and we weren't going to see them really perform well. But what ultimately happened, John, was not only did they win the 3 matches by 3-0, but they also cracked some major records. And the one in particular now, which everybody is surprised about, is they cracked a record called the runs per over record. Now, John, stick with me for a second, because we have this terminology in cricket called overs, which is where basically every 6 balls that are bowled to a batsman, we have an over, which means that the batsman actually change ends and, oh, sorry, the bowlers change ends and then bowl to the other batsman. So every 6 times you bowl the ball, you have to change ends, which is called an over. And what this record measures is how many runs per over happens across the series of a test series. So in this case, across all 3 games. And what England managed to do was they managed to get 4.54 runs per over. So every 6 balls, they were getting 4.54 runs, which is incredibly high. Normally, these runs per over are around about 2 or 3. A three would be a decent game. But England were getting 4.54. And now looking at the records, though, they have only had one other instance in cricket where it has been beaten, where we got a 4.66 runs per over, which was Australia versus the West Indies in 2015. But the fact, John, that we saw England coming out so slow and looking like they just weren't going to do anything in this series and then cracking this score is absolutely amazing. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm scared of England now. I don't want them to come to Australia.
Is this the same England team that lost so badly at Ashes, or did they make changes?
Partly the same team, John, but they did make some significant changes. They brought in some younger players, which I think might be where they're starting to win now. What happened was during the Ashes series, they had an older team, which was experienced, and theoretically on paper, it should have won. It should have actually beaten Australia, as much as I hate to say it, but it didn't. So what they did was they brought in some very young individuals, some very young, good cricketers, who not only are at the beginning of their career and have the stamina and have that ability to really bowl fast and also hit hard, but they have just enough experience. And what it seems to have done is that this mixture of young players with the older ones that we saw from the Ashes series, they've created a virtual dream team. So again, John, we're going to have to face them as Australians sometime soon. So I'm kind of scared now.
All right. What does it mean, test match cricket? What is that compared to some other kind of cricket? What's a test match?
A test match is really the pinnacle of cricket. So these are matches which have they're at the highest level of competition. So these are between countries, not between, say, like states or districts. This is where country versus country. And what these do, these basically set up the order for what the best cricket team is in the world. And so you see these constantly play between all the Commonwealth nations mostly, and they are really vying for the top spot right now. And there is really no end. So it's not like there's a World Series at the end of it. It kind of continuously just plays in a continuous fashion, these test series, one after the other. But what happens is it does really sort out who the best team in the world is based on what their performance is through each test match and by how many they've won in the 12-month period. And what's happening now is England is absolutely dominating. So England really are, for want of a better word, currently the world champions in cricket.
Do they have the same rules each time? In other words, the best out of 3 or the best out of 5? What is it for a test match?
That's correct. They do. They have the best out of 5. So in this case, it was a 3-0 loss because with England winning 3, there's no way that New Zealand could win because they only had 2 more to run. But it's always out of 5, I should add. And certainly it's one of those cases where the matches in some cases will be very close. They'll be very good to watch and they could go on for days and days. Or what we're starting to see now in test matches, which is what a lot of the cricket commentators have picked up, is that there are some very dominant sides, including the Australian side, which will probably continue to win 3-0, which it may sound like it's a bit boring because the competition's not there, but in reality, because cricket takes so long, I mean, these test series go over many days, cricket's starting to get very interesting because you're getting records broken, you're getting big hits, you're getting fast bowling, you're getting unusual human performance. So this is great for cricket, I think, John.
And Australia, West Indies, England, New Zealand, India, Pakistan, South Africa, these are the countries that play cricket at this level in the world. They play each other all the time. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're in a continuous fashion. They're constantly playing each other. And back in the old days, back in the 80s, 90s, you used to see the West Indies and India being really top contenders, being the top countries. But now it's kind of flipped to where you're seeing Australia and England starting to come up to up to form. So it's one of those games where I think you can never really have one country that will dominate forever. It's one of those games where we do see surprises like with England this year. It's great from that point of view, really.
Jeremy Zakas, my cricket teacher. Now I understand the scale of this victory for England. We'll return to talk about England's test match with India next week. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.